using like his stuff, you know, on stage. And I could see from the side of the stage when I first got there, I said, man, look at that stuff. I mean, he had a guitar for each song. Each guitar had the name of a different song on it. I thought, man. I was impressed. And it got more monitors out there than you could imagine. I mean, I thought to myself, man, that guy can hear from anywhere. I got out on the stage later. They weren't monitors. They were teleprompters. I thought, wow.
And I thought, wow, too. It is straight up 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and I am sitting in today for Second Rodeo, and we've got an hour of music inspired by today's holiday of Thanksgiving. So we're going to get right into it. I want you to wake up with me. We're starting off with Oingo Boingo, and this is Gratitude.
Giant whale, all the girls she wanna have fun. In the look of a frightened neighbor, in a big warm bed at night, in a broken elevator, in the teeth of a dog that bites, in the middle of a revolution, in the look of a child's face, in the silence of a dinner table, in the stillness of disgrace. Now is that gratitude? Oh yeah. Now is that gratitude?
I don't know. Keep on giving. For your kindness, I'm in debt to you. For your selflessness, my admiration. For everything you've done, you know I'm bound. I'm bound to thank you for it.
Everybody out there in WMFO listener land. My name is Jane, and I am subbing today for Second Rodeo, which is here every Thursday from 6 to 7 a.m. playing great music. It's a holiday. It's Thanksgiving. And we're doing an hour of music kind of inspired by that theme. So we started out our show today with Oingo Boingo. That was Gratitude. We heard Dido with her song Thank You. And we just heard Natalie Merchant and Kind and Generous. And, you know, it is still pitch black dark out there. And it's a rainy day to boot. So I hope whatever you're going to be doing today, you will be surrounded by people that you love and care about. And if you are a turkey eater, maybe you are up right now to get that bird in the oven because they take a long time to cook. And as a little public service, I want to let you know that there is a national turkey talk line to kind of walk you through this if you are having any desperate moments in the kitchen in terms of cooking. So you can call 1-800-BUTTERBALL or you can text 844-877-3456 to walk yourself through turkey preparation. Back to the music.
Thank you for thank you.
He didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
Amber called your uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice and we miss you and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Now where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
It hit me like dynamite while I was healing from the black and blue. Worried about the things that I never had or focused on what I do. With a little bit of love and a little bit of time, I found out what was true.
Ow! I got the good life.
Heart with the missing piece.
my prayer. Should have been happy, Lord, and I'd still be there. Some could have come along and taken me away, but the powers that be said I should have another day. And that's why I'm so thankful. Oh, and I'm thoughtful. Started climbing from the bottom all the way to the top. Before I knew it, I was up there. Y'all can't believe it or not. That's why I'm so thankful. Lord, and I'm thankful. I think about it all the time. I'm trying to tell you that I'm thankful. Straightened out. I got a good feeling, never have no more doubt. Sometimes when I'm by myself, feeling all alone, I take a look at what I've got, and all the bad feeling is gone, and that's why I'm so thankful. Lord, and I'm stroke. I had to get on the good foot, y'all, and that ain't no joke. They said I was dying, but I didn't want to go. I kept on believing I had to live some more.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good life for the meal.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing some solo grooving here at the radio station by myself while it's still dark outside. This is Jane, and we are about halfway through second rodeo where I am subbing today, and it is 6:34 WMFO in Medford, of course. I'm one of the DJs that hosts Something About the Women on Saturday. We are on every Saturday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and we play music by women across all musical genres. And this is also music across all genres here this morning, because that's what we do here at WMFO. It's freeform radio, and it's no algorithms, and it's not a bot. It's people. So I'm grateful to be here and sitting in on this early morning of Thanksgiving. We started out that set of music with a live version of Sinead O'Connor's Thank You for Hearing Me. That is from a double album that was released in 2003. And the name of the album is She Who Dwells in the Secret Place of the Most High Shall Abide Under the Shadow of the Almighty. A live album by the late and the great Sinead O'Connor. And then we heard Dar Williams, The Christians and the Pagans. And I know it's actually about the solstice, but it does talk about what it's like to sit at table with people with whom you might have differences. And maybe that's what some of you have coming up today. And only pumpkin pies were burning. So remember that. John Batiste, his song Good Life from the Garfield movie. The amazing Betty LeVette, that was thankful and thoughtful. And we just heard Earth, Wind, and Fire and Gratitude.
gave me music, my mama gave me soul, brother gave me reaching out to hold. Teachers gave me license, learning set me free. My schooling gave me nothing, music showed me how to live. Papa gave me wannabe, brother gave me empathy. Mama gave me woman, but that isn't all I need. 'Cause I have lived in houses, I have lived in homes, eaten off the tables made of wood or stone. Through the trials and tribulations, I've never known how to say I love you, let my feelings show. Thank you for the music, for the songs, bless you for the freedom and knowing right from wrong. I thank you for the laughter, the heartache and the tears. It's a blessing to grow, it's a goodness to be here. You give me wannabe, you give me sympathy. You give me woman. Thank you for loving me and letting it show. It's a pleasure to be here. So bless us. Grateful for what's understood and all that is forgiven. We try so hard to be good, to lead a life worth living. Father, mother, daughter, son, let grateful days be endless.
this table, everyone's welcome. At this table, everyone is seen. At this table, everybody matters. No one falls between. At this table, you can say whatever. At this table, you can speak your mind. At this table, everything's forgiven. There's enough for everyone. So come as you are.
You know, you make it through most of the show without a technical issue, and then they all happen at the same time. I don't even know how to explain this. First, there's weird stuff going on the board, so the levels are not working. And then I tried to play a song, and it's mislabeled, so it was a different song. And then I pushed another button, and nothing came out. So this is not what I wanted to be doing on Thanksgiving morning, which is making you listen to dead air and hiccuping levels. So I think I'm going to talk for a minute and figure out what went wrong. We started out our last set with Louis Collins, and the name of the song is Blessed. And then the wonderful Janice Ian gave us her song, Thank Yous. We heard Mary Chapin Carpenter with Thanksgiving Song. And we just heard Idina Menzel. That's where the hiccups really became pronounced. That is her song, At This Table. And I'm so sorry for these technical issues. It's it's really not so fun. What I intended to just play was ABBA, Thank You for the Music. And if you're driving around in your car, that is, in fact, what it will tell you on the little thing that tells you what you're listening to. But it was mislabeled here in our wonderful digital musical catalog that we have here at WMFO. I don't even know what the song was that was playing, but it was not ABBA, Thank You for the Music. Oh, well, I did have good intentions. I got time for a couple more. So I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that we can get through these next two without any hiccups. Here's Alanis Morissette.
Thank you, India. Thank you.